Hey, good evening. Good evening, everybody. How you doing? This is Skip. What's going on tonight? Tonight and every Wednesday night from 7 to 8 o'clock, we're doing a show. Tonight's topic is that, do we want to be rich or famous? You know, of late, a lot of our famous celebrities have been biting the dust. You know, because they wanted both, I guess. And now that they got it, I guess the people want to take it back. And that's kind of ironic because they found a way to take it back and try to get all the riches and everything, or maybe they just let them have the money, but they smear their name so bad it's almost like a page out of narcissism. And it's kind of funny because they don't want you to have both. I guess they'd rather for you to be famous, not infamous, or famous or either rich. And they'll give it to you, but once I guess you make them mad or don't do what they tell you to do, that's when they turn on you. So tonight's conversation is basically about where do we fit in, because any given moment, any one of us can be a success and be celebrities and be stars. And, you know, at the given moment, we got to make sure that we know how to go accordingly and treat it right. Because it seems like to me, in this day and age now, it's always been two courts. That's the criminal and the civil. But now since we got social media and everything like that, it's the court of public opinion. And the way that they portray things, when they take everything from you after they gave it to you, they make it seem as if the court of public opinion out trumps the civil and the criminal courts. So I was just wondering, if you fit in and be successful, whatever you be in, and that point comes up to you and be asked, which one would you rather be, rich or famous? You know, that's a heavy underlining type of question to be asked. So I was just wondering, because now it seems like most of our well-known black entertainers now are getting shot down. On the words of the famous Paul Mooney, it's as if they're being put on ice. And the bad part about it, it's like it'll never end, and they got everybody under the bullseye that they want. I mean, as far as I can remember, it started with Tiger Woods, then Bill Cosby, then R. Kelly. Now Puffy, and everybody's shaking in their boots because they don't know who's going to be next. Will it be Beyonce and Jay-Z? Will it be Kevin Williams? I mean, Lord, forgive me. Kevin Hart. Let me get it right. Will it be Tyler Perry? Who will it be next? It's like the flavor of the month. And I hate to say it, I think Cat Williams was right on his prediction about 2024. Because a lot of entertainers are falling to the wayside. And I don't think that this is by coincidence. Because it's getting to a point right now, every month we're going to have somebody falling that was a black entertainer or a celebrity or even an athlete to a point that it's like it's nothing new. And they're going to reiterate it because you seek fame and riches as well to go with it hand in hand. But they can't give you one without the other now. You know, because I've always thought that, like with our black athletes, you know, I guess it comes to a point of choice with them. You know, they give you all the money in the world, but they're not going to let you marry their women. You got to take one or the other, because if you get caught up taking their women, later on in the end, she wound up divorcing and taking for everything anyway. Like Michael Strahan. Mm-hmm. And a lot of other entertainers. You know, and they wanted to make it seem as if being interracial was a good thing, but deep down inside it really wasn't, because the hidden agenda and the motives dictated something different. Because if they can't get to you, they'll get to your better half. And that's basically the impression that I took from it and a lot of other people. So it's just a matter of whenever we reach our fame and our riches, can we adjust the same way that they did, or will it be all for naught and in vain? It's just something to wonder, because I looked at it in a different way. I've always looked at it in a different way, because, like I said, my toss-up is this. With the personality and the person I am, I'm basically already rich. I just don't need nobody accolades or nobody recognition to make me famous. So, I mean, for me personally, that's the dog that I have in this fight. So, it's just that if the riches come with it, what can you do to maintain your sanity? Because a lot of people don't have that. A lot of people don't have that. So, we're just trying to figure it out. You know, I mean, this is a topic that I think a lot of us got to kind of consider, to a point that it comes down to what to do and what not to do. So keep in mind that you're responsible for everything that goes on in your life, as well as the downsides, as well as the good sides. So you have to really remember that, hey, with a lot of fame and riches, it's a lot of responsibility. So this is what we, a lot of people grapple with, but they don't really tell you. Sometimes you can see it in the eyes. So saying that is to say this. I would think with all the fame and all the riches, it has to be a lot of room for humility and humbleness, because that's as quick as you acquire it, it's as quick as it'll go. So this is something that a lot of us will be faced with if we become successful at whatever we do. So I was just keeping that in mind, as well as I hope that everybody else keep that in mind. Because, man, I don't get it. It seems like it's like a narcissistic routine after they catch your name in a scandal. And then after that, it's all down here when they want to smear your name. It's not enough that you might have lost what you worked hard for and acquired. Now they want to roll you over the coals. I mean, socially. So how would you do? If you were to be rich and famous, you know, do you think in your heart of hearts that you can maintain that really well without some type of bumps on the road, or some type of, I ain't going to say scandal, or some type of mishap or anything? I mean, in your heart of hearts, could you be that strong and adjustable to handle that? Because I know within myself, you know, I have to pray to God every day and hope that he can give me some stability and some peace and a real state of mind to where I can make that adjustment to it. You know, because we've done a lot of things in our past. Now, if that's the past and it's brought up, okay, I can live with that. Because myself, I never really worried about what I did. The only thing that I have a gripe about is what I didn't do when I had a chance to make my life better. So basically, that's where we're at with the whole scenario. So it's just something to think about, because we all want the stars and moon, everything that shines with it. But at the same time, we forgot sometimes when we get up there, the air's that thin. We need a little bit of humbleness to remind ourselves, you know, that, hey, this is a blessing. This ain't something that, you know, we all have to a point. So, you know, it's a lot to consider. But then, most of all, we got to keep our sanity. Because it's kind of hard to adjust when At one point in your life, all the doors are open and, you know, your money's no good. Everything is a party and it never stops and it never ends, but eventually it will. So we got to keep all of that in mind and to let people know and ourselves know that, hey, it's only going to last for a while. You know, the great Andy Warhol said it. A lot of people is only famous for 15 minutes. And I believe that. So we got to do a lot of thinking and soul searching to understand what's going on. Because it seems to me it's so easy to lose yourself in all that fame and hype. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of crazy. For real. So we really have to understand that. We really do. Mm. And that's what I try to understand. Because when you look at it in a different perspective, I mean, it's kind of like a deception. Because when you really think about it, you know, these people don't even know you and they thirst for you. And they want a piece of you and they want to touch you. But at the same time, you know, any other given scenario, any other given place, you won't even be a tear out their eye. So wouldn't that kind of set you uneasy? You know, and then all the money that you got, you done made more than generations in your family to a point that you start really believing the hype, your own hype. Because we've heard wild stories where people got fed up with all that fame and success. They wanted to end themselves. Deion Sanders said he wanted to commit suicide before because of fame and riches. You know, a lot of people, man, some people can't bear that burden. For some people, it's the slice of life, you know, uncharted waters, unlimited access to whatever you want. And then some people get bored and still find out that, hey, you know what, if I didn't really have to dig deep and to compete for this, then why should I have it? Or some people look at it as, why am I blessed with it? But whatever the scenario is, it's kind of crazy because a piece of you goes with that. You know, it's really hard to have some humility sometimes, but at the same time, the only way that can out-trump that type of situation is to just be straight, humble, and understand that, hey, it can be gone tomorrow. And what will I be? Mm. So that's basically it. From my point of view, I can't speak for everybody, but I know in my heart of hearts, man, that, hey, you got to kind of watch the strings that's attached to this because don't nobody ride for free. And if you want to cross the bridge, you got to pay the toll. So basically, this is the understanding I'm trying to get. Because, you know, whether you Will Smith slapping Chris Rock to R. Kelly getting away with all this pedophilia all these years, man, you know, I mean, does it outweigh your success or your blessing? Because now it's like going into a different territory. Because if you're blessed with a certain talent that God gave you, I mean, is it really to a point that you forgot all about the blessings that got you there to the now, to what's happening now, what's big now? So, it's something just to consider. That's for real. It's really something to consider. So, I'm just trying to figure it out. Because if nothing else, when it comes down to all of that, being rich and famous, I just want to make sure that every day I keep a clean pair of underwear on in case I get into an accident. Or somebody take a photo of me when I got no business doing what I'm doing. So that's basically it. No wherewithal, but hey, complete understanding and complete things that you know, we have to recognize and be aware of. Because I tell you something, I don't enjoy the fact that out of all these years, you praise, you look at these people and kiss the ground that they walk on, and now all of a sudden, it's like Janet Jackson, what have you done for me lately? So, you know, if we can reflect on what got us there with these people that they're trying to prosecute now, maybe it wouldn't sound as harsh as they make it. You know, I mean, that's for real. I mean, don't get me wrong, there's always difference in people and personalities, but at the same time, I mean, they can make you or break you. That's why people have that big paranoia and that fear that if they don't do what's said and they proposition, which is the wrong way, but they try to make some right way out of it once they go on to do what they ask them to do, I guess. But I know myself, hey, man, if you can stand strong and firm in your beliefs, then maybe God can have it. Archangel Michael to protect you and watch over you through all these times. So that's something to consider. That's a serious thing to consider. So I just hope for the better of people, and we don't take things so serious because it's put out there with big headlines like the New York Post or the Daily News. Because, like I said, before the trial and the court even started, the court of public opinion already had people proven guilty. And that's not cool and that's not right, because you never know what the whole story is. It's just one-sided. And then if it was something that bad, why didn't it get brought up before? I mean, what, we playing a house of cards? You waiting to stack all these cards and make them to a house before you come by and just blow it down? I mean, who makes it that so easy? You make it so, well, hey, any given moment, we can go throw darts at the board and say, who's going to pick this week or this month to assassinate their character or make them be something perceived worse than what they are? Because Cat Williams made a statement about when Dave Chappelle was on Comedy Central, and they was telling Dave Chappelle if he don't take the money that they pulled that gave him, by the time he get back home, they go smear his name so bad that he'll wind up being a drug addict and a derelict, which was never true. But this is the thing, that with power and the money, and that's a whole other subject, because we'd have stepped outside of being rich and famous. But now you dwelled into power and money and making and breaking people. Hey, man, that's a nasty business. Like I said, sounds like to me that's a covert narcissism. Because it's no empathy when it comes down to trying to get what they want from you. Because everything is what they want, not your wants. Oh, they're going to breadcrumb you and give you a nice Lamborghini and a big old mansion and all that. But if you don't play ball with them, they're going to cut you down to size with no empathy and no accountability, because you're going to be sitting up there question marking yourself and wondering, where did it come from? And then in the end, they're going to play the victims and say, you should have never did that. But you knew about it all this time and all these years. So it's getting to a point right now, I'm trying to figure out who's zooming who. You know? Because if you all knew about it, you should have brought it up immediately. But just don't play people like, hey, I can press the button on you whenever I feel like it. Because to me, that's more or less like a cheap power play. If you knew this person was behaving this way, why you wait till it gets so big to a point that when you tell it, it's out to make and destroy them? I mean, I don't think God make people to do that. You know, I don't know. But at the same time, that's kind of scary to me. Because You know, you're thinking that you got away with something, but you almost like you're playing a lottery. You've been winning with this number all these years, so why would you change it? And they fed into that, and they used it with a bad smear campaign. They got people ghosting you, and it's a lot of flying monkeys. Because once you get one person to believe it, and if that person got people that's in their confidence to a point whether they can't be right or wrong or bad or good, then that's when it starts, everybody start believing it. And like I said, that's kind of a funky thing. That's really funky. So I just hope and pray that things can work itself out to where everybody can be adult, civil, and have a real understanding. Because every week it's like they're stuck on one person. If it wasn't the OJ trial, it's Puffy now. Don't get me wrong. I don't know Puffy from the hair on top of my head. But at the same time, if he behaved like this for all these years, for over 30 years, why all of a sudden now y'all want to pull the plug on him? Did he make you mad? Did he try to date your lover, male or female? I mean, what could be the reason for this all of a sudden now that it comes out? You know, you got people suing him. You got all types of stuff. You know, but what I'm saying is that it should have been recognized a long time ago. It should. It shouldn't have just been up now. You know, now it's like, you know, let the cat out the bag. You know, the horse is gone. He left the stable. So when you think about it, is that really, really what it's like? You know, that's for real. So it's just something to deal with. You know, I don't feel sorry. But I just feel bad the fact that, hey, when you think about it, that could be any one of us. Any one of us. So, I don't know. We just got to watch it. Because when you befriend these people, when you're thirsting and looking for a certain thing, and if they know it, they're going to exploit it. So all I ask to say to everybody, just watch yourself. Have some humility. And hey, you can inherit the world. Because without it, you leave yourself open for everything. I mean, good as well as bad, mainly bad. Because you didn't go under the right premise of just saying, hey, I just appreciate what I do and keep your head down. Don't make no waves and try to keep moving. So when you really think about it, that's how it should be, but a lot of people don't pursue it that way. Because once you get what you want, now you're complacent, and hey, it ain't no fight or no competition no more. Now you're being led. You know, and if you got any flaws or any bad bedside manners, and it comes out, they go exploit it to the fullest. You know, and that's kind of funny because, man, it was never based upon that. It was always based upon, I have a talent. Hey, you know, I'm successful. I thank you, but at the same time, man, you don't want to go through nothing like that. Because I tell you, that will break you to your core, man, to see you up on the news every weekend for a whole month or two. Man, when they get through grinding you up in that meat grinder, you go wish that you never did pursue a life for that. So, I don't know, man. It's something to really consider. Really it is. So, it's just something to think about, y'all. For real. But I didn't know Cat Williams had, well, he deal with violent people. He had a much better sight than we all had. That's why he said what he said. He meant it. That, hey, in 2024, a lot of people are going to get exposed, and I see what he means now. I'm just wondering who's going to be the flavor of the month coming up soon. Tyler Perry, Oprah Winfrey, who else? All these people, man. God forbid, not Denzel Washington. I hope no Denzel Washington. Because it's more to it than that. For real, man. You know, I just hope and pray that this ain't no type of witch hunt for black entertainers and celebrities. Hey, how would I call them show? How would I call them? Yeah. So, you know, that's all I'm looking at. Yeah. Because, man, I know a lot of these people are going to be crushed. They're going to be crushed. And, man, for some, they might not be able to recover. Because I think about the rapper DMX. After all that stuff impersonating the cops and being on drugs, you know, he had made a comeback and he came back, but at the same time, it was never the same after having plastered his name. It was never the same. And that's why I looked at that and said, man, you know, when you're up, you're up, and when you're down, they kick you. And when you're down, you're down. It's just that when you're down, they kick you, man. They really do. Because whatever DMX is going through, that wasn't no reason for them to make it look like, you know, he just wild and just out here, because he wasn't. He had some hard times, but at the same time, instead of trying to console and embrace him, these people went on a feeding frenzy at his expense, because he got talent. He always had talent. But the way they portrayed it, he wasn't nothing but a turned-out dope fiend that was one time a great rapper, even to his death. And that wasn't cool to me. Because if that was the case, why y'all was so arm in arm with that man? You know? That's for real. So, I don't understand it. I don't understand it all. So, hey, little man, can you turn it down just a little bit, bro? Thanks. Yeah, so, I don't understand it, man. I really don't. And I feel bad. I really do, because, you know, that brother was one of the originals. You know, he was second to none. He was who he was. And I look back and say, man, they raked that brother over the coals like that, and he ain't did nothing to nobody. He just had battles within himself, but they still made light of it. I'm waiting for the day where, hey, we can have live executions on TV, and we can throw people to the lions if they don't like what we say. That's where we're going next. Don't think for 1 minute that ain't going to happen now, because it's sensationalism. It's sensational. It's sensational. So that's what they do. So it won't surprise me. Really, it wouldn't. You know, because that's what they're asking for. It's a feeding frenzy. Now, everybody want to see you down. They don't want to see you to have what you look for your whole life, to be rich and famous or famous. So it's always some type of negative type of vibration with it, man. So this is hard to juggle. I wouldn't envy them people for nothing in the world. Maybe I'm just made to punch a clock, but I tell you something. You know, you lose a piece of your heart and mind dealing in that type of thing now. That's why if you don't watch it, man, you start believing that the world is flat when you know it's round all the time. You know, so, hey, I just hope for the better. I just hope that, hey, everything works out to its right type of tune. Because if not, who wants to be known as a pedophile? You know, a man that puts stuff in women's drinks and knock them out to have sex with them. A pedophile. Another person that gives off the image like he's straight as an arrow, but undercover, he's out of the closet, only around certain people that he's comfortable with. You know, now, if it's an Illuminati thing, I've heard of that, but hey, man, if that's the type of sacrifice, now you're dwelling in the spirits, and that ain't too cool, you know, because I've always thought that the only spirits is God and the devil. You know, I never thought that it was a go-between because of fame and riches. So it's up to you to make that determination, what you're going to do. Like Jim Brown asked Richard Pryor, because if I got to sell my soul, man, is it worth it? I'm serious. all the old hype and hoopla when your face on TV. Man, I just made $350,000 for a one-night stand. Hey, that's cool, man. That's beautiful. But at the same time, you go to the after party, they're talking about you being a Caligula orgy with all the other freaks and deviants. Is that how you get out? Or they just come out right tell you, do this or else. It's a hell of a pill to swallow. I don't think my throat and my stomach can hold none of that. Me, personally. Because, man, no, no, no. I couldn't do it. I couldn't. I'm sorry. No. Because if that's what being rich and famous is all about, hey, man, let me punch this clock and just try to stay humble. And hopefully, as time goes out, me working here and doing this, I can maybe get like a little gold watch out of it or either a bus stop sign or something, man, beyond that. Because I don't never want to be in a position where I find myself doing something that I'm not, that I don't do. And I have to compromise that in order to make everybody else happy. You get what I'm saying? Because it shouldn't be that way, and in my life it won't be that way, because it's something more. It's always something more, man. Really it is. Beyond that. Because if that's what it is, and you measure your success through fame and riches, more power to you. More power to you, man. But at the same time, hey, if I got to bend over backwards and do flips, you can keep it. You know, I've known people in the workplace. Same thing. Same tactics that they use in being rich and famous, you know, to a point that once they get you in, locked in, and you get threatened by them, hey, man, I want you to let me get up with your wife or your daughter. Your job depends on it. Now, instead of you balling your fists up and giving that punk to Mayweather, a lot of these punks will walk around here and holler and whisper in his ear and say, I get back with you on it. No, 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 it ain't moving. Straight up, I'll take the ladder, the beginning. Ball up my fists and do the Mayweather as best as I can. So correct him, don't think that I'm gullible like everybody else. So can you imagine at the big, big money level of Hollywood that they tell you, you can't get all these riches and wealth unless you do what I tell you to do? We're going to make it look good while you're getting it. Then as soon as you object and tell me no like a narcissist, I'm going to fall into a narcissistic rage. And hopefully you don't give me a narcissistic injury, because now we got a bullseye on your back. Straight up. Whatever riches and wealth you got, we're going to take it all the way. Because that's the position that a lot of us put ourselves in, man. That's for real. So, that's why I don't understand. I don't. I really don't. But maybe it's not for me to understand. At the same time, it's for me to just, hey, be aware of what's going on. Because it's more than just me in this world. That's why I do this show every Wednesday night, to seek some type of therapy and some understanding. So whatever mistakes I made, I won't make those same mistakes. And that's the bottom line. You know? And that's for real. So, like I said, I just, you know, try to rationally think. That's all I got. I can't speak for everybody else. But I always like to learn, too, to know that, hey, we're not driving down that avenue. You know what I'm saying? That's for real. Yeah. So that's it. Yeah. Man, I want to know, can you get through? Because I ain't got a damn call on here. Oh. Yeah. So, that's where it's at. I wouldn't want to be. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a big adjustment that has to be made as far as when you equate success and try to be humble. So, you know, it's something to just really consider. And I hate to say it. It take you to be like Tracy Morgan, where he almost lost his life with that Walmart truck, to where people can be rational and humble and have an understanding of you. And that's crazy, man, that you almost practically got to lose your life so people can understand that, hey, I'm a human being too. No matter how many times you see me on the TV or in the movies, I'm still a person too. You know? That's funny. Because if that's how you think, then we're in a world of trouble, man. It is. Especially when a person has to almost lose their life before I can be accepted now. You know, I don't have to worry about somebody bringing up something I did in the past or none of that. So, hey, just try to do it, but at the same level. I don't like the fact that they can come back whenever they feel like it and just shoot all our black brothers down as trying, and sisters. You know, I don't care if they like to rub butter on their butt or up in their butt at the same level. If they bestowed and blessed with a talent, man, don't knock nobody's talent. That's for real. And don't try to bring up ways to where you have to second guess or question their talent and their abilities, because they showed you. They showed you. That's for real. So,
can you call, man? I want to take the short call. Oh. Yo, no, baby, I don't see your number up there. I don't see your number on the computer board whatsoever. Can you hear me? That is bullshit.
So, that's basically it. Yeah, well, you know, I just hope and pray that things work out for the better for these people. Because, hey, you know, oh, Lord, I set the dang old thing on the lighter. Lighter's done. Well, you know, without any type of harsh criticism or things that's just wrong, hey, I just want people to be, understand that if we are blessed and bestowed with talent, that should never erase none of the things that these people gave us. For real, man. Because it's not too many times that you could really do that and really, really bring up what you did yesterday, especially when y'all knew about it all the time. So I just hope they don't use the fall guy again next month to switch the story to somebody else that had some things that they did that wasn't cool, because everybody has a past. And all I know is this, if you keep bringing it up to this day, then what does that leave you? What's that saying about you? Because it should never overshadow what you brought. At least you brought something to the table. What did they bring? That's what I'm looking at it as. I'm not defending whatever a person done, but at the same time, you know, if you wouldn't have did something to propel them to these, to this fame and these riches, then he would have never been heard of. So, hey, that's something that they did because they're so used to manufacturing people, especially with the black race, to a point that, hey, we like lighters. We're expendable. So, that's something to really think about. So, I'm just saying, y'all. It's a lot of weight that goes with all this. But at the same time, can we keep our sanity and keep our spirits right? So, it's something, hey, to really watch out what you ask for. It's for real, man. So, that's basically it. But, like I said, who am I? I'm just a working stiff. So, I just have to figure it out. So, I just hope and pray that everything turns out for the better. So, basically, that's it. So, I'm just trying to wonder. That's all. I'm just trying to wonder. So, I just need you all to understand that, hey, man, it's more to it than meets the eye. So, we just hope and pray that everything turns out for the better. So, hey, I just need the people to understand, man. We might have bad ways, but sometimes we're not bad people. So, until they get the proof out and the conviction, don't rush the judgment. I ain't going to say what a person ain't going to do. I ain't going to say what a person done. But when they plaster like that, that's some cruel intentions. Because you had to be getting away with it for a long time. So, you know, think about it. They all knew. But at the same time, why didn't y'all put it out there as well as y'all made him so great and so famous? I mean, you can't have it both ways, can you? For real. That's it. So, hey, that's something to just think about. For real. Yeah. Yeah. So, I tell y'all what, I think we're going to end the show early tonight. And then I'll be looking forward to getting back with you all next week. Because, hey, I'm just trying to figure it out. That's basically it. So, we're going to sign off, y'all. And hopefully, I'll be back here next week. And I will look. Oh, okay. Well, now we got a minute or two. All right. All right. We got a minute or two. Because I'm about to give it all up because I didn't have no callers. But here we go. Let me try a caller now. Because right now, it's acting like this is something stupid and crazy. We're going to try a caller, y'all. Here we go. Caller right now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air live. How you doing?
I'm okay. How you doing?
Okay. Okay, I'm trying to make sure these kinks come out of this place so I can reach you all. I'm tired of struggling.
Okay, so I'm sorry. I'm listening.
Okay. No, the topic tonight was, do we want to be rich or famous? And they knew about how they shooting down all our black celebrities and entertainers. Is that something that we want to thrive for? Because, you know, all of that stuff is in vain now because it's like every weekend, every month, you know, it's a flavor of the month with these people that they're shooting our people down, man. And it's not by coincidence. Because like I said, they knew about it a long time ago, but whenever they feel right or they want to stretch back or reach back, they just want to just pick somebody out of a hat and then try to destroy their name with a smear campaign like they're narcissists. So I don't know. You know, it's not too becoming. That's it. Because everybody got a past, but from the past up to now in the present, it's like to be rich and famous in America, if you're black, to me, it's like they can make and take you, and then they put you in a compromising position where you can never tell them no. You're going to have to get along in order to get on. So, hey, I'm kind of like fed up with it. You really need to keep it to yourself. So what is your comment on the show tonight?
I would like to ask why. I would love to be rich and famous. I don't want to be just one. If I could pick both, I'd take both, and I'm sure anybody would. So I would like to be rich and famous.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, it's not just the rich or the famous that's out here dying or getting killed. It's all of us, the blacks, the whites, the rich, the poor, the old, the young, the sick and the well. It's everybody everywhere. And death is not precious to nobody. And trust me and believe me, God is nowhere near scared of nobody.
Yeah.
So with that said, people always saying that the devil is busy, but I knocked that out the box and say, you know what? The devil is busy, but my God, the God that I serve, the God that I believe in, the God that I got faith and trust in, he's more busier. See, I don't feed into all that devil stuff, and I heard you say something about a narcissist or whatever. I never heard of that. Never. I don't even know what that is.
Well, that's the personality disorder.
I'm almost 60 years old and never heard of no Nazis or whatever them people
is.
Excuse
me, a narcissism is a personality disorder. For some people, you could be overbearing like Donald Trump, an overt narcissist. And then for some people, your uncle took you on a camping trip at 9 years old and you never came back straight. He asked you to sit on his lap in April and tell you his Christmas list. And that's more or less borderline to the demonic spirit. That's why I mentioned that, because that's the behavior. That's the pattern that they're doing to our celebrities and entertainers. Because they built them up, made them so rich and so famous because they want them both and they thirst for it. And just like the devil, they play it on everything that's bad and that's flawed in them. And when they object, they throw a smear campaign like they're doing now. Go ask Tiger Woods, Bill Cosby, Crazy Will Smith, you know what I'm saying? And now Puffy. So who's going to be next? Oprah? Tyler Perry?
I would like to ask you a question. So since you have a radio show, do you have a degree in a doctor or a psych, being a psych or, you know, any kind of degree or, you know, I'm just saying, because what I'm saying is this here. You saying what a narcissist is, have you studied on them or do you know anybody that's one or are you one or is it one close to you or I'm trying to figure out because, like I said, I've never heard of no narcissist. Now, if you said the devil or a devil, I feel it.
Well,
I understand. But when you said it's not the devil, whatever that is, that's why I'm asking. That's why.
Let me tell you my qualifications on the subject. I've encountered people that supposedly been close to me, and that's who they were. All right? I studied on this because I don't need it. PhD, because I got my PhD from the streets and just living. No, I don't have no degree, but you know what? I got the best degree in the world, is being in contact with everyday people and seeing their behaviors. You know what I'm saying? Because behaviors are without judgment. I don't have to know you because your behavior tells everything about you. And if you got the contempt and the idea of cutting a person and laughing when they bleed, God don't make them type of people. So you got some type of disorder. You're not wired right. And that's the same thing that they're doing in Hollywood, because you can see it all. You can see all the telltale signs. It's described. No empathy, no accountability, and always being a victim. And that's just how it goes. Don't you know? It's the same parallel as being an addict. It's the same parallel
as being an addict. Now, I'm going to have to cut you off because this is the thing. God make all kind of people. He make fools. He make ignorant. He make them all. That's why they say God watch over his children. He watch over idiots. He watch over whoever them people is, the noxious, the crazy people. God watch over all of them because he made us all. He created every one of us.
But he watch over them, but that's not a person that's representing the kingdom of glory. A narcissist would never represent the kingdom of glory because they made that deal a long time ago to be a cutthroat. So you know what? You can just see people in their behavior, the actual proof. I didn't get this from CNN. And I sure didn't get it off the cereal box. I encountered these people in my life. That's why I know the same formula that he used in Hollywood to destroy these people after they built them up, that's the same malicious and nasty, venomous stuff that a narcissist does. Because I didn't hear about the words of 5 years ago until I encountered them and seen all their behavior. It's a personality disorder. It's like they're not wired right. It's like they got caught in time from when whoever touched them to where they'll never be straight again. And that's why their intentions are cruel and demonic. That's all I'm saying to you. You know, I don't need a degree. Once you live with them or be in contact with them, you'll know then. Because you know what? I would never on earth to find a way to get back after somebody after you done hyped them up and made them feel comfortable at home, and then your whole intention was to be malicious, cutthroatish. You know what I'm saying? And always out to seek revenge. God don't make people like that. These people are made. They're not born. Remember, when you come out the womb, everybody's on the same playing field. But once you get to 9 or maybe 10 years old or maybe even 13, once you lost your innocence, you don't believe in trust nobody because now it's a paranoia and you believe in this. Get you first before you get me, and everything that I want is important. Damn you, I don't care about that. This is all it's all about. And that's the same formula they're using in Hollywood. They're using people, man. You can't see that? They build you up, and knowing all that time you've been touching on little girls like R. Kelly. Now, you know, ignorant black folks, no, he didn't do that. Man, he was paying $250,000 a walk. And when the money dried up, the people that was pimping their daughters laid up here and turned on them. It's a never-ending cycle. And you can see it all around, you know, because like I said, myself, I didn't encounter that. Thank God, because I had people that loved me and neighbors that made sure. But at the same time, if a person can't have no empathy for nobody else, they don't even have it for themselves. And the very part about a narcissist, they'll never be loved and they'll never be happy because their egg was fried a long time ago. So that's what I'm saying. That's why these people act like that. They're deviants. That's why they shooting these black people down like they're the flavor of the month, because that's what they did. It's about controlling and being so fractured and fragile to a point that, hey, we got power. We can, hey, you'll never be here again. Like they told Dave Chappelle, you don't take this money because we owe you more. You better shut up and take this money. By the time your plane lands in Ohio, we're going to make you into a drug addict and a derelict, and the people going to believe it because we got the press behind us. So you know what? You don't need a degree. Everyday people slash stone, all right? That's what I stand on. If I'm wrong, be the first one to challenge me, and we can go toe-to-toe. Because my resume, my record speaks for itself. I've been through them, straight up. And that's the most damaging and hurt feeling that you can ever encounter in another human being. God don't make these people. These people are made. Understand that. Oh, God, watch out over them. He has to, because he got dominion over all this.
Again, God created all of us. We all of his children. Whether we black, white, or whatever, crazy or not, we all of God's children. He created every one of us. There's not one person here on earth, no matter how somebody think about the other one, whether they're a dope dealer, they rich, they ugly as hell, crazy as hell, a dope fiend or a drunk. God created all of us.
We know that. We know that we got at least like a car on this earth because we're going to all close our eyes for the last time. And all this stuff is his anyway. So when you thirst for rich and fame, thinking that these people run it, they ain't running nothing. That's why they manipulate you and use you like you're a $2 whore because you went in with the wrong attitude. You forgot God owns all this. This is his. But you think because they got the power, you got to go to these parties and show your real hair and let your hair down, and now you feel like you've been lose like a $2 whore after they get through with you. But you got all the riches and the success, and everybody talking about you, and they looking at you like, ooh, you much better than a normal person in the world. And deep down inside, you got played. That's why when you make that choice, I only have so much sympathy for you. But at the same time, you backed up the wrong tree. I got one more call before the night ends. I want to thank you.
Okay, well, I'm all on, and I'm going to listen to the rest of your show. And I'm going to listen to the rest of your show. I want to hear what your next caller got to say about this.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Right. Hello, next caller. You on the air, next caller.
Good evening, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, for horses. I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm okay.
Okay, great. I was listening to your entire segment tonight, and I'm ready to wrap it up. Okay? So, the first thing, you talked about these celebrities, right? I believe, personally, that if you have a number that you can be bought for, which is what these people are doing, which is why they do all these, what you call it, deviant things and vile acts. Hey, they made that bed, they got to lay in it, right?
True.
Power, when you talk about people slandering them and being malicious, if I'm using your words correctly, that's just power. Right, people think that because they made you and put you on a certain level, they believe that they can destroy you and take that those riches, those rags, that fame away from you. Most people that I encounter are not famous, but I do have some background with all of these facts, with power, with buying points. People, in my opinion, when it comes to power, they will do whatever it takes to have something that they never had before. And they yield it in the wrong ways. All right?
Sure.
The next thing I want to say is, this narcissistic person that you're trying to describe, that's not what a narcissist is. So a narcissist, self-loving, has a high importance of oneself, independency, not being able to do things on their own, but thinking that they're above everyone else. No one has dealt with the same problems they encounter. No one living amongst the earth other than them. That's what a narcissist is. Fact.
Excuse me, brother. I don't mean to cut you off, but the fact of
what
a narcissist is that they're so shallow they have to have a fake facade, but deep down inside they're the most fractured and fragile people on earth.
That's
I live here, no.
That's not the actual definition of that, sir. aside from that, my next thing is I've raised people from children, from babies to infancy to adults. I've raised plenty of other people's children. I've interrogated people. I've interviewed people, right? One thing that I've learned by a very wise man is that if you want to know anything about a person, just let them talk. To sit back and listen. And I say that to ask you this. Man, what kind of demons are you dealing with? Because a lot of the stuff that you they say that birds of a feather flock together, but the eagles never mess with the doves, just to use a colloquialism that people can understand. You seem to be describing, in my personal opinion and experience, your transgression. Now, I don't know you as a person, but when I hear some of the things that you talk about, you're defending a point that is very minuscule, very minute, no grounds, no basis whatsoever. And people who do that, it's called dog whispering, to give it a term. They're saying one thing aloud, but really that frequency only dogs can hear. Only people with a likeness of mind can understand. I'm not attacking you, sir, so don't get that misconstrued. What I'm saying is, in my experience and in my profession, I've dealt with people likeness in mind. People that lie to me to my face, knowing I know the truth. I've interrogated people, life or death scenarios, freedom-related scenarios. I've raised people, so I know. I have, I'm not going to say a PhD of the street, but I do have a profound degree of experience when dealing with people like this. Right? Yeah. I'm just telling you, this is just when I'm listening. So when we talk about what's done in the dark comes to light, if you make a decision when no one's looking, as a man, if you can walk the straight and narrow, if you cannot make that decision without any regret or remorse, then you don't need to be doing it, boss man. I'm going to tell you that now.
Yeah.
I'm truly incorruptible, so I don't experience the same type of endeavors that people who like to dance in the dark do. So it's just a little confusing as to where you're coming from. And I just wanted to get my insight on that, like I said.
Okay. Well, let me ask you.
I'm very intrigued by this conversation tonight.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Have you ever lived in California? Because I'm going to get to a point. Have you ever lived in California?
Just get to the point and quickly. Go.
No, I'm saying, it's a yes or no question. Have you ever lived in California?
I've spent nights in California.
Okay. But the thing is, a lot of people have naivete about the truth. And you know what? I lived in California for 2 years, but I never dreamed it. So if you haven't walked in the same shoes as another person, you know, it's hard to make a judgment, because only behaviors without judgment. And I feel
you can't make that determination. Only people who know was those that were in the room. Right?
No, what I'm saying
were
is
you
this.
There, sir?
Can I get a moment in? Because I was appropriate enough to let you talk. So
what is it?
57
minutes. Let's go.
Saying,
you were begging to call us. I'm ready to rock and roll.
I can't hear you. What'd you say? I couldn't hear you. Sorry.
You were begging for callers. I'm ready to rock and roll. You know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, I am too. But what I'm saying is this.
Peanut butter is
good.
Jelly, I'm ready to jam. Let's go.
Oh. Calm down, man. Put your pistol down. We cool. Calm down. What I'm saying is this, bro. If you haven't encountered these people, and I know narcissism by definition, all right, it's not about being grandiose only to get something from somebody. Don't get me wrong. I know that everything is important to them and how they want to walk, but deep down inside, it's a personality disorder. It's stated in books and facts.
Sir,
right?
I beg you. One thing that I hate is the misinformation of anyone, especially African-Americans,
okay.
My brothers and sisters.
You fired up. Come on, I want to hear.
I'm
I just live with
this.
I lived with them for over 20 years. And I've dealt with some. I've dealt with a bunch of them. It's the same pattern in the behavior. So
I get
if you really haven't dealt with them,
the goal,
have you dealt with
the
personally?
Goal for I have.
I mean, personally,
I totally
that was
have.
In your inner circle. I'm talking about in
I
your
have.
Inner circle that you're supposed to trust and love.
The difference between you and I, sir, it did not take me, what do you say, 20 years? It didn't take me that long to realize. Right?
Well, that's good for you. But what I'm saying, some of us
got to
get in.
If you stand in a puddle too long, you will eventually go red feet, sir. So you got to keep your head on the swivel, man. You have to learn all the time, man.
Here's the thing. I can never tell you about your experience. You can never tell me about mine. But as long as I know it's a definition behind what I'm talking about, you know what? If anything, this radio show is used for therapy and learning. It's not to get no YouTube money or none of that. And I'm going to tell you something, another thing about this radio
therapy
show.
Therapy and learning. Guess what? No, I will not charge you for this. Although my advice is free, it is not licensed, sir. Okay? But, let me tell you this before I let you go. It does not take 20 years to understand or to learn anything. It takes doctors and surgeons and lawyers less time to get a degree.
If you have these people in your immediate family, you can do nothing about it but just walk away. And the best medicine that
they
say to do like I'm doing is to walk away. If they're in your immediate family, you can't pick and choose your family. So if it's that easy for you, go back to California and dream. Because I'm going to tell
you
something.
You can pick and choose to leave them alone, sir.
I can't hear you.
You can pick and choose to leave them alone. It don't take 20 years.
A lot of people
like to say, you ever seen, you know what, I use this analogy a lot, right? And I hope you write it down somewhere. You ever seen the stage play of the movie Cat?
Cats?
Cat. Yeah, cats. Meow, cats, felines. Yeah.
Oh, no.
See, let me tell you something. Let me enlighten you to how that came about, right? So the stage play in the movie, please look this up for all your followers. This is factual information, all right? Someone came with an idea, I can't remember the author, about making a play about cats. And they came up with every reason known to man why they could not get a bunch of cats on stage to do what they wanted them to do and this, that, and third. Let's say they came up off the top of my head, a million ways. And in those million ways, while they said they couldn't do it, they figured out a way to make a stage play that turned into a movie called Cats, using people in cat suits instead of cats. Look it up. It's the reason they realized that they couldn't do it when they actually realized they could.
Okay.
Now, thank you for the privilege of your time, sir.
Well, I thank you, too. I don't mind playing tennis with my guests. Yep, so that will be all for tonight, you all. Tune in next week. I'll be looking forward to another hot topic in debate. So I thank the ones that call. And, hey, without you, won't be no me. And keep calling, because I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Only through God's will. And I want to thank you. Till next week, y'all. Bye-bye.